This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, it was live racing from Aintree, so Rupert, Bell and Lizzie Kelly were with us. And once again, Rupert was prepared to be the whipping boy, which we took advantage of, didn't we?
Absolutely. Not strawberry cider, I can't remember what.
Peach and apricot or raspberry. I don't know.
Not apples anymore.
No, very few apples on the show. So we've got all that for you, Rupert and Lizzie chatting away. We had a bit of an interesting intro to the show and set up a subject that the listeners seem to enjoy giving a stick for. And the birthday spread, of course, which was split today, but still as thrilling as ever. Here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome back, Charlie.
Thank you, Paul.
It's been a couple of weeks since we've been here together.
I had a lovely holiday, and then I had two tour shows in Newcastle and Edinburgh, Monday, Tuesday. Thank you so much to all the TalkSport listeners that came out to the show. Some flew in from London.
They're all shouting your catchphrases at you, weren't they?
I've never heard more "eat it" in a crowd. Every time, a bit of "eat it," a bit of "go get it," you know, from various days, you know. So really touched that you all turned up. So thank you very, very much.
So that was the last show of your 24-hour pasty people, but it is available as a YouTube special, I understand.
It is available on a platform called Next Up Comedy. It will be on YouTube eventually for free, but at the moment you have to pay for it. I don't think it's very much. On Next Up Comedy, if you Google Charlie Baker, 24-hour pasty people, you can watch the show live from Babbacom.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
Here we are, where Bruce Forsyth made his name originally in the 50s.
Did he?
Same theatre, in the Babbacom Theatre in Torquay.
It's a long way from Edmonton in North London, where he lived.
He used to do three shows a day.
Right.
Pack it out, and that's how he made his name. So that's where I chose to do it, and we had a lovely time. So they've caught it really well.
So it's it's available now.
It's available now on Next Up Comedy. Okay. NextUpComedy.com. Thank you, Paul, for letting me say that. Can I wish congratulations to Trigger, the guide dog who's retired.
Yeah.
He's fathered 300 puppies.
Wow,
300 guide dog puppies.
What a life.
On a separate note, Tony Cascarino is on Breakfast on Saturday mornings.
Aye. Celebrity disappointments we're looking for. Celebrity disappointments we're looking for today, Charlie.
We are indeed,
This is because you alerted us earlier on to a celebrity sports quiz.
Yes.
This was advertised in the Metro Free newspaper. Yeah, it's taking part in the Long Room at Lord's Cricket Ground in June. It sounds like going to be a tremendous night.
Sounds like a lovely evening, doesn't it?
And confirmed so far.
Yes.
If you'd like to go along. And Sam Quek's going to be there. Sam, of course, we've been on the show many times before.
Nice,
Harry Redknapp, Charlie Hodgson, Monty Panesar, Vicky Thornley, Mark Foster, Rory Underwood, Martin Wolfie Adams, Ryan Sidebottom, David Flatman, will be there,
Flats,
and many more to be added. So it was a couple of things that emerged from you sending me that, Charlie. Everybody has a fantastic night. The first one was... how many people aren't going to be available before we get the call, and you?
How far down the list do they have to go?
How far down? Are we even on the list? Have we made like page 12? Yeah. And how many people are not going to be available for all sorts of reasons on the evening before the call comes in to me?
I can't make it.
The call comes in to me or you. We thought so who's going to get the call before me and Charlie in terms of celebrity status? Go on, really, go two-footed on us. Proper Roy Keane.
We're ready for Maureen from Driving School.
We're setting ourselves up. And we're delighted. If you want to dredge some of the celebrities up that will definitely be on the list before me and Charlie get the call, we're willing to take it from you. So give us the best of those. TalkSport.com, text 81089 or tweet to TSHNJ.
It's always the worry, Paul, that if with the golf, I call it now the masked singer effect. Because sometimes people go, oh, you should, because I sing, you know, they go, why aren't you on the masked singer?
Yeah.
And, well, basically, because I take me head off and people will go, nope, still no. Still no idea.
Well, sometimes you can tell, can't you? It's like they'll say, she says, I think it's Sandy Shaw. Yeah. Oh, I think it, all shouting out, it's Michael Bublé. Yeah. It's Michael Bublé. Yeah. Take your head off.
Take
head comes
it
off. And oh, it's Kev from X on the Beach. Yeah. And you can see the edit, can't you?
You can see
where they all stood there nonplussed. So he said, we've just got to do one more pickup, everybody. Rita, the look on your face of crushing disappointment when the head came off. And Jonathan, all you really have to say, just say, it's Kev from X on the Beach.
Wow!
As if you knew
what
it.
What a voice, Kev, from X on the Beach.
As if you knew it was. So we just pick that up, can we? Look like you knew who it was. How many times have they done that?
And it's the golf day thing as well.
The
golf day disappointment. Yeah. People will have played in golf days, you know, and there'll have been, you know, quite a lot of rounds make up a golf day, isn't it? You know,
so
I think they've run out of sort of big hitters,
pretty
quickly. So I think.
Do you think it's? That
I said
thing?
To you, if you're playing with someone you don't know who they are, you're just playing golf with a stranger.
Yeah, I mean, so you get that thing where they says, "Well, look, I hope you've enjoyed your lunch. You've had a couple of drinks. Everybody's we're going to get out there. The four ball's going to start shortly, and we're allocating the celebrities for the four ball. So I know you're going to be very excited. Everybody at Associated Plastics Limited. When I say to you, making up your four ball this afternoon, who better than winner of Series 7 Big Brother? It's Brian Bellow, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Brian Bellow. Great to go.
And then a couple of them are saying, I never watched Big Brother. Oh, Brian, I know Brian. Yeah, yeah. But there will be. When the celebrity walks over.
Yeah, and it's Beppe. Yeah. It's Beppe from EastEnders.
Well, you'd know Beppe, wouldn't you?
You'd know Beppe. You'd be happy with Beppe.
Of course you'd be happy with Beppe. But now, I think we'll call today's podcast, You'd Be Happy With Beppe. But the reason we make that point is that sometimes there is, I mean, if it is someone from X on the Beach and it's the seniors' golf day, and someone has to
introduce themselves and tell you who they are and what they did, and you know, maybe they had a.
It's Traitors Australia's very own. I haven't watched it, mate. I mean, give me a break.
I'm not into it.
Are you any good at golf? No. Not really. I've never played, but oh, it's going to be a disaster. Associated Plastics have had a right gob
on
all day.
A nightmare.
So they then start drinking.
They take
30 bottles of Bud out in their bags and they just get hammered in.
Terrible at
golf. We were never going to win, so we just got hammered. Anyway,
people have jumped on board, Paul. They're really having a go. The Shake and Vac girl.
Yeah.
She's getting invited to the quiz at in the long room before us.
Yeah, Neil says, Zippy and Bungle will get asked before you, pair of Muppets.
Oh, no.
That's nice.
Oh, dear, I don't know the answer.
I was having a go at it.
Do you
do impressions?
Yeah. What about that? The ball boy that got kicked by Eden Hazard. He'll get the call before you two, says Matt, the Chelsea fan.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Ronnie Pickering will get the call before you two.
He would. If Ronnie Pickering turned up on your golf day, you'd be absolutely thrilled. People would pay to have their golf cart driven by Ronnie Pickering.
I think they would, especially if he got cut up at some point. Just some of the people. The kit man from the Man City All or Nothing documentary will get the call before you two, says. We said going two-footed, didn't we? So feel free.
Someone's gone too far. They said Andy Jacobs will get called before you two. Well,
no need for that.
Keep it light.
Come on. Flipping hell. So, Basil Brush. I wonder if... Imagine that. Who better to make up the four ball than puppet Basil Brush?
That'd be good.
The man who operates Basil, sorry, kids.
What are you talking about?
Sorry.
Half Temple.
But I mean, Basil, surely he'd have to bring a friend, wouldn't he, to play for him?
Head cover. He's a head cover, top of a three wood.
By definition, he's a head cover, isn't
he? Perfect top of a three wood.
I can't play, but I'll come as a head cover. fantastic. There's me, Sooty. We go out as head covers.
Yeah, we go out.
I do all right out of panto, says Sooty. Well, he says that quietly to his handler. Yeah. But I make most of my money being a head cover on golf days. Lovely thought.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Look at the swag, that's him. All of my good guests, the mass stacks him. Look
at his kicks and the ass matching. Look what the cat dragged in. Yeah. Unusual musical choice out of the break there. Certainly to take us into a chat with Rupert Bell and Lizzie Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be bringing us 4 live races this afternoon from day one of the Aintree Festival. Good afternoon, Rupert. Good afternoon, Lizzie.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We understand news has emerged overnight from your social that you're a big fan of drill music, Lizzie. I wouldn't have put you and drill together.
No, I suppose it is a bit of a juxtaposition, really. But I'm not massive on the drill. Like a bit of I just quite like my sort of rap music. Drill's just it's getting a little bit dirty for me, but I do quite like this gig song. Yeah,
it's a tad dirty for me, the drill. Fantastic.
Trust me, I don't even know what you're talking about. Drill to me is something you did in the army.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Of course. See, different times.
Of course.
Yeah,
different times.
But that would be... That's drill music to you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, don't. You've started him now.
Has he started marching?
Yeah, he's marching up and down.
He'll be outside Liverpool 1 in about an hour.
But can I say that this morning, they both, Lizzie and Izzy, both described me as the unnecessary one.
Oh, it's like Jose.
So it's really harsh. I feel so loved and appreciated by my two wonderful assistants. I'm nice to
assistants.
Them, but...
Yeah. I'm nice.
My assistant. Yeah, there
that's
we are.
Nice. That's nice, Lizzie, isn't it?
At least he didn't say lackeys. He didn't say lackeys, did he?
Well, assistant. I used to have a Batman in the... Wow, okay.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I need a drink. Here we go.
Product placement time, ladies and gentlemen. You fancy, what are you drinking, Rupert?
Peach raspberry.
Okay.
A premium Swedish cider by
nice.
Recorderleg.
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 Very nice.
There we go.
It comes in a nice recyclable cup.
Peach raspberry cider. It's gone downhill from what is it? Drink at the
Whispering Angel. He's normally on.
Whispering Angel. Yeah. Well, what's it going to be next? Big 3-liter bottle of Diamond White on the
sitting on the steps.
Mad Dog, sponsored by Mad Dog 2020. Thunderbirds.
That would be marvellous.
Oh, it's quite sweet. Ooh.
Not the best advert.
No.
Don't spit it out, Rupert.
It's like squash. What
maybe
is
your assistant should have tried it first.
It isn't squash. It isn't squash, though, Lizzie.
No, it's
really
not squash.
Isn't squash.
Daddy's squash. Daddy's squash.
Yeah.
It's got about 3.4% worth of daddy's stuff in it.
Hang on a minute. Well, I think we should probably move on.
I think we definitely should move on. Definitely going to move on. Now, we're going to play you something. I don't know if you've heard this before. This is quite old, Lizzie. I mean, I think you'll enjoy it. It was originally put together by Ross and Josh from the Not So Late Show, and a lot of the listeners would have heard it, but it is a fantastic piece of work.
All right.
It's Garage Horse Racing.
Mm.
I think you're going to enjoy this. So we'll hand over to Ross and Josh for the first race of the afternoon here on Talk Sport. See if you enjoy this, Lizzie.
Thank you, Mr. DJ. We are live and in the area. The last ones and twos going into the stores at the Daniel Bedding Field. We got to get through this champion sprint. Ulta! Enter! If flippy dibby bust straight out the boxes. Making the running. Man's flow is toxic. If flippy dibby 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 no. Mr. DJ, skip a knee. Let's go on the inside. Ulta the crew on the outside. On the ones and twos on the inside. Ulta the crew on the outside. On the ones and twos. Do you really like it? Comes off the bridle. Getting out paced. Is it wicked? Looking for room with his big white face, mice, keen at the back, out at the man's them on the attack, mice, keen at the back, out at the man's them comes through the gap, 21 seconds to go, we got 21 seconds to go,
Old top of danger for me and you. Old top of danger, so solid crew. I fell on to go. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Moves into the lead. I fell on to go. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. And if living to be out, price. We come to get down. Rattling home with our rinsing sound. Price. Here come the fix. All my people, here come the remix.
Entering the closing stages, Inflibidibial, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, in front. With the rinsing sound, is staying on strongly as well. And on the far side, coming home with a withering run, is Bass. Bass gets up to score. Bass in front, Inflibidibby, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. With the rinsing sound back and forth, but your winner, Bass.
When can they start?
Yes, I've got to be honest, your job's under threat. And Rupert, yeah. Ideally, I'd like you to commentate in that style for the first race this afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. I think Grand National with that style
that
would be
a sight to
behold. After the strawberry cider, it might be. You never know.
Yeah, he might do. He might be willing to take it on.
It's peach and raspberry, actually.
Oh, okay. I can only apologise.
Yeah, to our good friends at Recorder Lick.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Charlie noticed there's a big celebrity quiz coming up in June in the Lord's
quiz,
London.
Yeah.
Big sports quiz. Lots of top names from the world of sport will be there. And I just was pontificating on the fact how many celebrities were not available before the call came in for me and Charlie. And we asked you to go in very two-footed on us this afternoon.
Had a few.
Of the people that will be getting a call before me and Charlie. The seagull that done its business on Charlie Adam, the Fleetwood manager at Blackpool the other day, will be getting a call before you two, said Craig from Bradford.
That's nice.
Fair enough.
Matt's been in touch on Twitter and on my Instagram.
Yeah.
The bloke who got invited on a BBC News interview by accident.
That's right. The cab driver.
Guy Goma, I think his name was.
Guy's going to get the gig before us. Hommy from Wilmslow says the Stop Oil protester retired himself for the post that Goodison Park's going to get ahead of you two schmucks.
Wow.
Nice, thank you. They're not really going for it.
Imagine him at a golf day.
Ganosaurus will get invited to the quiz before you two, Mark Milton Kings.
That's nice.
An Ewok from Star Wars. that's quite a booking, isn't it?
Yeah, Steve says the West Brom boiler mascot.
Yeah.
And the ball boy from the Swansea-Chelsea game.
That's the Hazard one. We've had him already.
He's been invited already. He's on the list.
I like this. There was someone I'd never heard of. Obviously, they got a level of celebrity I wasn't aware of. The bloke who used to walk Simon Le Bon's dog will get a call before you. Imagine that at the golf day. Well, who better to make up the four ball for Associated Plastics? Yeah. The bloke that used to walk Simon Le Bon's dog.
It's Stapleford.
And after you've said, was he well behaved?
Yeah.
Yeah, generally he was, yeah.
Yeah, quite a nice dog.
He's on a mainly biscuit-based diet. Yeah. So you're about round, you're on the hole 15, you're going... Simon, all right? Well, I didn't really see a lot of Simon. A housekeeper handed him at the door.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Charlie noticed a big celebrity quiz.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lord's coming up, and there's a lot of top celebrities.
Charity quiz.
Charity quiz, and it says these are the top names. There's a lot of top names there from the world of sport.
I think one on each table will be part of your quiz.
And many more.
All the celebs aren't just going to sit together in the corner and everyone else.
That's right. They've got their own celeb team, and you're on your own. They go on your table.
Yeah.
But we did wonder how many people would not be available, because Harry Redknapp's there, Sam Quek, lots of top names from the world of rugby. They're all there. So how many people would have to say no before they got down to us and gave us a call? The phone hasn't rung this afternoon, which would suggest it's looking
people
healthy.
People have gone in studs up.
You've gone in studs up on us. Chris Riccobono, the owner of Untuckit Shirts, will be invited
before
look. You
two. That's a tough look to pull off.
Yes, it is. And I mean, if Chris goes, I wonder if he, you know, will he have his shirt?
We'll have it, Matt.
I mean, we did see some pictures of him with his shirt tucked in. I wonder if that's good for business.
Off brand.
Last year's Traffic Warden of the Year would be above you on the old celebs list, chap, says Patrick in Gloucester.
Good guy. Yeah. Crystal Palace fan Matthew Simmons will get invited. He's the guy, of course,
Kung Fu Kick.
Kung Fu Kick.
Imagine him
Eric
on your
Cantona.
Golf day turning up to play in the four ball. Wearing the leather jacket.
Always has
to wear the jacket, otherwise you don't recognise him. That and the fact it was like 20-odd years ago, 30 years ago nearly.
Afternoon, chaps. That bloke that started crying about so many goals, Mickey Quinn, will get an invite before us too. That's G in Liverpool. Thanks a lot, G.
He would be another one.
That's a lot of people really taking us apart here, Paul. Really down the list.
That's true. Well, that's the way it's... What about the Arsenal's dog, Wynn, might get the shout before you two dopes?
You dope.
Really have gone for it, haven't
Absolutely.
They?
Howard from the Halifax, I mean, yeah, he's obviously on the list. He's probably quite a big star now, Howard.
The Silly Bang bloke, says Mike Dillon.
Barry Scott. He's an actor, Paul. He's not an actual person called Barry Scott.
Don't say things
that is an
like
actor.
That.
That is an actor playing a character called Barry Scott.
No, I never knew that.
Bang, and the dirt is gone.
Really? That's completely ruined it. I just thought he was a natural performer. The Champions Dinner at the Masters.
Oh, yeah.
Did you pray what they had?
No, what did they have, Paul?
Well, it was John Rahm, so it was a Spanish, it was tapas themed.
Was it? Oh, I don't like tapas.
So, you don't like tapas?
I like my own dinner.
You like your own, you don't want anybody touching your plate.
I like my own dinner, Paul. I don't want to be sharing.
You're not one of life's great sharers,
Look,
are you,
If
Charlie?
I'm going to order some nice ham and some nice cheese and nice bits.
You want to eat
That's
it?
Mine.
Yeah.
Okay. You order what you want.
Territorial tapas. Charlie Baker's territorial tapas. Get a fork in the back of your hand if you're trying to eat any of his dinner.
Just because you've ordered rubbish tomato-y stuff.
You're just going, you're trying to have your dinner. You go, oh, it's tapas, and then you get the old fool Luca Brazzi right in the back of the hand. Charlie Baker.
So what do they have?
Well, they had a Basque crab salad.
Oh, very nice. That's nice.
Basque region. Yeah. A choice of ribeye steak or turbot. Steak or fish.
What would you have?
I'd probably go the steak. I imagine it's beautifully cooked there in the American steak. I'd probably go medium because ours medium rare thing will be sort of smacking me around the face, won't it?
Like come out mooing.
And a puff pastry cake. Ooh, that's what they had for a bit of pud.
For a pud. Not much of a pud.
But you wouldn't have gone, would you, Charlie, because you like your own dinner.
I like my own dinner. I don't want a tapas.
Imagine that. Everybody's saying all the luminaries of the world of golf. And there's you at the top saying to John Rahm. Now, the reason, I'll tell you for why, John.
John, it's lovely to see you. And congratulations on last year's excellent showing but in the Masters.
I'm afraid I like my own dinner.
I bought a sandwich.
Yeah. Got a sandwich from Evan's on my way in.
I've got a pasty here, John.
Got a pasty.
Are you allowed to bring pasties, John?
Yeah, I'll have... What about tapasti? Like small bits of...
Wow.
Tapasti, small bits of pasty.
Paul, you shouldn't have said that out loud.
I know, I shouldn't
have. What a great idea that is.
A new business, Charlie.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Andy Jacobs has got a gag attached to each of the birthdays. It's my job and myself and Charlie to try and guess how old these people are. Jeff Peters will keep score. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, boys. And Ginster's already working on the pasty tapas. It's a great idea.
Tapasty, I think you'll find. I've trademarked it already, so...
They've got their own version. So.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough. Blimey, didn't take long, did it? Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
We can, we certainly can.
Loud and shouting.
Yeah, yes. Stop shouting live from your cab. So
Now, last week it was Max against Paul.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Max incredibly won it in what the birthday spread completists are calling the AC/DC Guns N' Roses Classic. If you were listening, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So Paul beat Charlie in the last meeting on the 22nd of March.
Okay.
Yes. So it's 63-41 overall, 5-4 in 2024. Paul has won the last three against Charlie.
We've got to be a hard out at 25 past. We have 6 minutes to get underway. Okay. We'll get as many birthdays in as we can. We should be all right, and then we'll be able to reconvene after the race. So fear not. You'll have plenty of room for your comedy skits to breathe, Andy.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go then. I'll kick us off as a one last time. Here's Pelé and Sergio Mendes, who both love their racing.
Oh, did they?
I've just made that up. So, first birthday, Andy.
It's the actor from the Hobbit film series, Hugo Weaving. Hugo Weaving. And I saw him at the local school fair last year with his head in a bowl full of water trying to grab apples with his teeth. It was fascinating. I don't know what it is about bobbing and weaving.
Bobbing and weaving.
Bobbing and weaving.
Hugo Weaving. I can't...
Which one's he?
I think I can picture his face, but
one
I'm
of
not
the little
sure.
Lads, is he?
I don't think he is.
I used to read Tolkien, but I got out of The Hobbit.
Hey, come on.
Hey.
His comedy special.
He's comedy got a special. Live,
got a comedy
live
special.
On Next Up.
Yeah, Next Up comedy.
There's a dirty version. There's a dirty version of that joke, but okay. I'm not going to do it.
He's got a blue act as well, Alan, I understand. Mr. Brazil. I'd say 56.
Oh, I don't know who he is.
I'm guessing.
See, I was going to go a lot younger.
Okay, well,
but I'm going
to
go 50.
He's 64.
Oh, wow. God, I didn't know who he was.
No, I bet he's been made to feel special.
Terrible stuff.
He'll still get the call before we will. Of course, he's been in The Hobbit, yeah. I'll get asked to go to that celebrity quiz before you two, says Andy the Chelsea fan, because I was in the background of a Chelsea throw-in live on Sky several years ago. So what's the scores, Jeff?
It's Paul 8, Charlie 14. Hugo, this is not a topper. Hugo Weaving was in a show called Bodyline about the classic cricket series in the 80s. In the 80s. It was a brilliant show.
Hugo, if you're listening. We should, I mean, as soon as we see your face, we'll know you. Okay, next birthday.
Okay, talking of Guns N' Roses, assured, he is the co-founder of Guns N' Roses. It's Izzy Stradlin.
Izzy?
Well, he was a contemporary of the great...
Good question to ask somebody.
Well, wait a minute. Because obviously I'm going to go there.
It's going to be the joke, Paul. You've ruined Andy's joke.
Sorry.
You have. Completely.
Take back what I said.
Forget his name.
Yeah, okay.
He was a... I can't even be bothered. But anyway, he was a contemporary of the great high jumper, Dick Fosbury.
Yes.
At the time, Dick invented his signature jumping style. I wanted to know if Izzy was sticking to the old-fashioned way of doing it. Izzy Stradlin.
Izzy Stradlin.
See, I had a bit more to it than just saying Izzy Stradlin.
Yeah, I thought that really brought it to life. Izzy Stradlin.
I'm just pleased Dick Fosbury didn't marry him and take his name.
Yes.
Izzy Stradlin. Hmm. What did he do?
What did he do again?
What did he do? He's in Guns N' Roses.
Oh, he's in Guns N' Roses.
He's in Guns N' Roses. Yeah. 74.
Founder member.
74.
74? 70.
62.
Oh, sorry, Izzy.
I'm having an absolute shocker.
Well, what's the scores, Jeff?
Paul is 8 out onto 16. Charlie, 12 out onto 26.
She's
terrible scoring.
Eyes of the blue.
Yes, he has got a bit suffering thucker test today, Jeff. It's that line, isn't it? Okay, 10 in it then. Back 10. To me, kicking us off. Don't forget, TalkSport listeners, you can tell us how you're getting on. You're going to have a whole lot longer to tell us how you're faring because we're going to break for the race. TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. Andy, sorry.
No problem. It's the... footballer. She's a footballer for Barcelona in England, Kira Walsh.
Kira Walsh.
I was working actually as a night manager of a hotel where Kira was staying. I had to deliver a dinner to her at the same time every evening.
Okay.
I had to serve Kira nightly.
Oh, that's good.
That's very nice. Yeah.
Kira Walsh, 26.
28.
27.
Oh, 27. Good work.
Still 10 in it, is it, Jeff?
Yeah, deepest depth. Paul 17, Charlie 27.
27. Does this feel like a good place? I look at the producer. Yes, he's happy because he thinks we'll stop.
After three, what a Tim Pot tournament.
Three birthdays. Still seven to go. How are you faring after three birthdays? Not much to get your teeth into, but you get an idea of how you're doing.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
So I love the birthday spread, lads. Listen every week, but I've given up today. I'm already on 44, said Steve, the Newcastle fan. What a disaster.
Disastrous start.
Go on, Steve. Keep at it. You could fight your way back. Anyway, final race of the afternoon, the 3:30, is almost upon us. Rupert Bell and Lizzie Kelly, as always, calling them home. Good afternoon again, guys.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, as we said, then more exalted names from the world of jump racing in this race. Where's your money going, Lizzie?
So it's tricky at the top between Bob Olinger and Impere Pass. I am more inclined to stick with the old boy, Bob Olinger. Impere Pass, to be fair, he's perhaps not had the perfect conditions really this year, but Bob Olinger he beat him at the Dublin Racing Festival by about 5 lengths. So if you were to take that form to here today in a race that should really suit Bob Olinger as well, I can't really, I may as well stick with Bob Olinger. But there's a case to be made for Impere Pass, and it will be a really interesting race, I think. I think it will suit him better than any other race he's running this year.
And what about you, Rupert?
I'm an Impere Pass camp. I just do think Bob Olinger, is a good horse, but I think the younger horse just may have that something here that ensures that he wins. And as you say, it's an interesting race, and it'll be interesting to see how the two Nicky Henderson horses get on. Lucia ran an absolute blinder in the champion hurdle if she was third.
Yeah.
So that's good form. That was his one sort of almost bright light in amongst the sort of disappointment of the entire week. And Marie's Rock, she's not a bad performer, but I have to say I'm thinking it's going to be more joy for Willie Mullins and Paul Townend with Impere et Pass.
Is this the end of your commentary duties, Rube? Because I see the next race at 4:05 has got 22 runners, so you would have had a bit more work to do. Binoculars would have come out, I guess.
Yeah, you seem to suggest that I don't work really hard.
You have two assistants with you, and you're on the cider from 1:30.
They do all the heavy lifting. Right. You've been on the cider most of the afternoon.
And I tell you what, there's some heavy lifting to be done with our case that I make sure as he carries down the stairs here every
and
day.
Up.
Yeah, and up. No, I'm not doing the next one. Tomorrow I will be doing the Topham tomorrow, which will have 25 runners. So I'm not sure, and actually there are plenty of big fields tomorrow, so I may be not going at the peach and raspberry concoction that we had earlier from our friends at Record de Ligue, or whatever it's called. Yes. It's Swedish cider.
Yeah, nice.
It used to be Longines watches. Now it's Swedish cider.
He's going down the... he's not as sponsorable as he used to be.
Vapes.
Yeah, right. He'll be 5 lighters for £1, he'll be doing.
He's got some DVDs out the back of a suitcase.
His sponsorships are going south, definitely.
Well, if anyone wants to give me a Longines watch, I'm perfectly happy to take...
Well, I imagine Longines, unless they've nicked it.
I had to hand it to the good people at
Longines.
Yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
We return to the birthday spread now. We're only 3 birthdays in, lots to squeeze in.
Oh, yeah.
We left you at 17.
Seven birthdays in 5 minutes.
Can we do it?
We're like Truro City.
It's like, it is. It's 2020. Here we go. Charlie's on 27. I'm on 17. Andy, give us the fourth birthday, please.
Yes, it's great to be on the sports bar. I'm really enjoying it. Yeah. Anyway. Fine. It's the film director, John Madden.
Oh, yeah.
And every year I look forward to the new release of his popular video game, John Madden's film directing for the Xbox.
Very good. He never flies anywhere, does he? Goes in his big bus.
Me, innit?
Yeah.
I haven't got a clue. I don't know. I don't think I've known who any of these people are. So
okay.
Far.
Have a go. Quickly, Charlie.
I'm going to have a go. 60.
I haven't got a clue either. 68.
75.
Oh, okay. Where's that leave us, Jeff?
Paul, 24. Charlie, 42.
24, 42. Don't worry, Charlie. Still plenty of time.
I know.
Back to me then to lead us off for the fifth birthday.
Okay, the novelist. She wrote Solitaire in 2016. It's Jane Thin. Have you heard the new podcast she does with Joey Essex? It's called Thick and Thin.
Poor Joey.
He's a bright lad. He puts it on for effect.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah.
Jane Thin
wrote Solitaire. When did she write Solitaire?
2016.
Right.
Solitaire's the only game in town.
Thank you. 62.
62.
She might be a bit younger than that,
I don't know who she is. Never heard of the book. No. Don't know who she is. Completely plucking it out of the air. 70.
63.
Oh,
good boy. Well done, Paul.
Yeah, what's that down to the scores, Jeff?
Paul, 1 out onto 25. Charlie, 7 out onto 49.
Stupid game, this.
Okay, here we go. The meltdown begins.
I see the game's not got any better since I've been away.
You've gone very early. Back to Charlie. Birthday number 6.
Okay, singer, songwriter, and author, Janice Ian. And she used to really annoy me when we shared a flat together. She was always hurrying me to get ready. One day she got me in such a flap, I left my keys and wallet at home. That's what happens when you're subjected to an Ian Rush.
Hey, that's very good. I like that. Here we go.
70.
From 17 to 70. That would be quite fitting, wouldn't it, Janice Ian? I'd say she's probably about older than that, but not much. 73.
Perfect, 73.
Whoa, not so bad.
What a cheat. Unbelievable cheating.
So I stay on 25.
Oh, what a surprise. Yeah, yeah. Pick some more. Why don't we pick some more people from the 60s and 70s?
What's Charlie on, Jeff?
Charlie's on 52.
52. Yeah. 25 plays 52, Charlie.
Game. Should we bother? Should we just wrap it up now?
No, let's finish it off while we're here. Back to Andy, yes.
Yes, the next one is Paul's next-door neighbour. No,
it's
the it's the president of the Royal Horticultural Society, believe it or not, Keith Weed.
Keith Weed.
I know.
Did he?
Wow.
Yeah, we were travelling through Heathrow and our suitcases, which were identical, got mixed up. Luckily, he stopped me before I went through customs with a bag of weed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Keith Weed.
Just say no, kids.
Yeah, I'd say he is... 61.
Because the seaweed is the joke, isn't
yeah.
it? Why did the crab blush? Because yeah. the seaweed.
61.
Something like that. 61, yeah. Keith Weed.
Yeah.
70.
63.
Ooh. Yeah, so where's that leave us, Jeff?
Leaves me looking at what time train I can get. If I leave now, I'm get the 4:30.
I'm on 27.
Yeah, you're on 27. Charlie's on 59.
I'm on the 435.
Okay. Back to Charlie, birthday number 8. We're rattling through them.
Okay, it's William Sackville, Earl de la War, the stockbroker and dairy farmer, Earl de la War.
Funny, interesting. Interesting combo.
I've heard of one of these people. No. Janice here.
Yeah.
The late great soul singer Edwin Starr wasn't a fan.
Oh, yeah.
De la War, what is he good for? Absolutely nothing.
Oh, yeah, sure. Great.
Say it again.
Yeah. No, he's done it once, Jeff. What do you think, Charlie? Sheep farmer and merchant banker or something?
Stupid game.
Stockbroker and dairy farmer.
Yeah, much of a muchness. May as well.
Yeah,
who cares? go on. 80.
76.
76.
Oh, he's not.
What a cheat.
What a cheat. I stay on 27.
It's unbelievable. Pointless.
Just complete luck.
What a stupid game.
What's Charlie on?
Who's next? Paul? Is that next to the next one? How old is Paul?
Hang on. I think he's 75. Is he, Andy? 75, not 76?
Is he?
No, I think according to my writing.
Well, if we can't trust you, who can we trust? The game is null and void.
No, 76, according to this in the paper. He's
76.
Paul on 27, Charlie on 63.
63. Okay, 63, right. Okay, you're back to me quickly.
Two more to go. The co-founder and chief executive of GoPuff, a rapid grocery delivery company, Yakir Gola.
Yeah.
And I was part of his two-man physical fitness instruction team. We were a pair of Gola trainers.
Oh, okay. Nice. That's nice.
Who is it, me or you, Paul?
It's me, 52.
Oh, probably is 52, so it's probably pointless having the next
guest.
Well,
go for it. Volatile one.
31.
He's 31.
Oh, Baker! From outside the box.
Well, that's made it interesting. That's like Murillo in his own half.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So what's that done to the scores?
Paul, you were 21 out. You move on to
48.
48.
Yeah.
And Charlie is on 63.
Okay. And this made a game of it, hasn't it?
15.
Yes, that's right, isn't it? 15.
Yeah, 15.
Yeah.
Wowee, what a guess. Worth it for that
one. So I'll lead us off. But obviously, unless you want to draw, you'll go 16, won't you? Yes, well,
yeah,
okay, right.
Might want to draw.
Okay, fair enough. Max did that one, or did you do it? It was absolutely ridiculous. Went for the draw.
By accident. No, I did it by accident.
Bad maths. Accident. Okay, here we go, because the boys are waiting.
Okay, it's the puppet maker and satirist, Peter Fluck.
Oh, yeah.
And last year, Peter threw a party for his birthday, but I didn't really want to go, but he put in such a lot of effort, so we decided to go for Pete's sake. Could have been worse.
I'd say he's 8, yeah. Yes, it could have been worse.
I think Paul's probably worked and knows Peter Fluck.
It's
utterly pointless.
I'm aware of his work.
Yeah.
82.
Yeah.
82.
Lovely. Well, he's not 98, is he?
Well, he might be.
Well, he's not, though, is he, Paul?
Well, he might be.
1,000. Is he 1,000?
Go for a proper one, Charlie. Don't be silly. 98?
98.
He's 83.
Oh, 83. What a surprise. There we are.
Well, you made it a bit more exciting at the end.
Stupid game, though. Absolutely pointless. I thought it would have got better if I'd had a week off it.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon show. Lovely. I'll go again with Andy tomorrow. More live racing. You're back on Tuesday.
See you Tuesday, Paul. Yeah, looking forward to it.
I'm back on Saturday,
of course. 9 till 11 with Max. Yeah. The game day warm-up.
Game day warm-up, but with me on Tuesday. I hope you can join us tomorrow from 1 for more live racing, etc. And Stan Collie Moore, all the build-up to the football. If not, it will be available, the podcast, at 4 o'clock.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.